What time did I just have? Oh, no. But not what time. Again, the same thing that Rabbi Yochanan said to Mishlokis. Here, the Blizore, so the Gemara in Makis mentions it in connection with Somishon. But anyway, it's much more from the Gemara that Chutz Loretz is not Chayav Maises in Chumash Maises. When Chayav Maises, I think, בפיר את כמה מוכח כל שמייצה לתחום הנוי בחוץ לורץ ואין להם דעת של פיר שוח בקום פיר דעת כתחום אז דומן תפש ואיצו דהר ובארץ דרעיס בחוץ לורץ על מדרבונות אבל בשור פיר ישראל דו בפיר כמה דופייצה גם כושפיס חי דרבה וברכון נהפה נסחה יסה דחרדו כי את פון מוסות חרדו מה עשיתי לחי ומייצה ובריש קיצת מקצוע ובריש קיצת מבורכי רבי זרים והצלב Misasi, Boevinis, Vakakisi, it has different parts. So, you have a Kibayinari Misasi, and a Vinis, Vuvan, Omer Abude, Slapole, Chutzlo, Rezile, is a Vinis, Vehichel, is a Kaprisi, Uporich, Lurim, Awoche, Kirabakive, that it's water of Eisres, Umsham, Hava, Munatu, Beret, Komashim, and Chutzlo, ירינה כל המי כל בארץ הלוח את המייסי בחוץ לורץ יום הרוח אבא אני מילה מייסן ירש מצלב דיבר את שלו בדרבות so, so we are making in חוץ לורץ אבל לא את דיבר את דרעי זה אלוי מה שבהם כל מייסן ירש מצלב נהי בחוץ לורץ יגמור את זה since there is a מחלק יסתנוי since there is a מחלק יסתנוי between Rabbi Elazar and Kabakim as to whether Tzlav is higher Maizres or Tzlav is not higher Maizres. According to Kabakim, Tzlav is part of Maizres because it's not a real Eichel, Tzlav. So in Meile, we are maker in regard to Maizres and Chutz Loretz and we rely on Kabakim. The implication being that according to Rabbi Elazar, even Chutz Loretz Lav is Chayim Maizres. So we see that there is Chutz Loretz a Chayim Maizres. Mashmah Behedin Maizres Yerek Chutz Lav Nei Chutz Loretz. Vim Rabbi Tam, Yehoche, so this is right now, so Rabbi Tam is Chayim Tam Rashi. Rashi Shite is that Maizres Chutz Loretz is only Nei in Dorei Tirish Vyitzah, where in Arzis Hoyitz in Reisen. But your rock is that not soil buffet, it's in the Rabbanon, so in Chutz Loretz not lay glab. Rabbatam Shiti is that with Rabbanon, Maiser is lay in Peres Chutz Loretz, not only in Gomit Rish Vitzel, and not only in Peres Ivon, but even in your rock is. Also the question is, so why was Rebbe Mati here? The rock is of Rishon, it's with Gora, the Chutz Loretz. So when Rabbatam, the rock is with Peres Vishmoy Lai Vimit Mai, They lay in the chutz loretz. He tam is a res mai. We see who are all part of not mai. Aber vada aiter who is chaya bechomo. Not like Rashi. If you want this. We chay mashma de mai rochem mit mai. We di tog mit amon mit yom lorat mi amos nino mit zad zeh. We ochem mit zad ache. Dem li shorem ad mit mai. Di mora es ni kashe. How do you know that the mea ate from the Rockies of Bishon without taking off Maizres. Maybe he did, be Machshove, he was Machis Maizres, but no one was able to observe it by Yoslino Mitzadzeh, Vioch Mitzadachia. So apparently that Yoslino Mitzadzeh, Vioch Mitzadachia is a good approach of the Chathile, otherwise the more I couldn't test, maybe the mayor was mafkis that way. But Aloha is that only in Maya. So we allow the Chathilah to be mafkis with Machshov. Neis Neino, Bitzadze, Veilich, Bitzadachia. Mashainkim, Bavadai, so there has to be an extra Afkosi, not just a mental Afkosi. Neis Neino, Bitzadze, Veilich, Bitzadachia. So in other words, let's say you have an orange. So you take a look at one corner of the orange and you have in mind, this corner of the orange, this piece, one-tenth of the orange at this corner. So, should be mice. And then, they'll cut off at the other end of the orange, without even actually being matris, the piece of the orange that he declared as mice. So that's only muta lechatchile. This mental approach is muta lechatchile only in my, not in Bada. And since the Gemara has the kasher liver of Meir was matris that way, he made the mental approach. So, apparently, we are dealing with mind. בקושי לירושלים. דיפר גימו בדמי, רבי שמעון גמליאל שורך רבי יסי ברבי עשרי. אז רבי שמעון גמליאל וסיב אין עשרי כבר רבי יסי ברבי. ביום עלי, and that was the message of רבי שמעון גמליאל to רבי יסי ברבי. זה, you should know, that זה בואו יהיו עדי מיקשיס. So רבי שמעון גמליאל sent the message to רבי יסי, telling him that this עשרי he got from Kis. Now, why did Rav Shimon Gamliel tell him that? What difference does it make whether it's from this town or that town? What difference? I mean, the Chachamim are not going just to mention irrelevant information. So as he said, Vilomadit Menishlishit Vod, in this one message that Rav Shimon Gamliel sent me, Rav Yezi said, that this aspect who I received, Rav Shimon Gamliel received from Kislin, I learned three things, three points of information. Shuvada, Vishalutome, Vishalikodiyodah, Shuvadai, Shepiris Kislin Vada. Because it was known that in the town of Kislin, so the people did not take off Tumis Amaisis. It was a sure thing, they did not take off, that was the setup of Kislin. That the farmers, like this, in most cities, in the soil, so it was arranged, it was organized, that the farmers on the field, so they take off the Tumis Amaisres. But in Kitzchin it wasn't that way. So that's why Rav Shimon Gamliel mentioned that information to Rav Yezi. He should know that this is terrible disaster. He shouldn't take it for granted. Tumis Amaisres were already taken off. Why Shepiris Kitzchin Vadai? Vyushim Tomei. Because a nechel cannot be kavutome unless it first came in contact with water or one of the other liquids of the seven mashi. But many times that a pele, so if it is shortly after it was harvested, while it is mechubea, it cannot be kavutome. So, and after it's harvested, it did not even come in contact with water. So, Rav Shimon Gamliel sent the message to Rav Yezi telling him that it's from Kislin. And in Kislin, the setup was that they moistened the peres immediately after the peres were harvested. So they moistened it. So Melech, that was relevant information. He should know, Rav Yezi, that it was already Muksha Kamutume, and if it is Muksha Kamutume, so in all probability it became Tame because there are many opportunities for a Pere to become contaminated by the handling of people who are Tame handling. So Vishu Tame. And Rabbi Yisi deduced from this message that he didn't have another esrei. Because if Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had another esrei, so then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, why should Rabbi Shimon Gamliel send Rabbi Yisi an esrei tevel? That's not, it doesn't befit Rabbi Shimon Gamliel to do anything like that. But the answer is, he had no other brele. What should he do? He wanted to send him an esrei. And we had no other esrei that could be nifresh as Meiser of this esrei. So later he had to send him this esrei, even though it is there. And why didn't he cut off a piece? And that piece he should declare as Meiser on the whole esrei. So you know what the Yoshama says, because that wouldn't be nice to send an esrei chosem. It wouldn't be nice to send an esrei chosem. So he said, oh, he said, she would go on the other side, and then of course, we take up with you, what he say, roots are far away, we should have share. So what's the idea? That all the three things happen, maybe he did take up my stress. But he told me, so why did he tell him, we kiss him, to let him know that it's stopping. But tell me it isn't. ויש למה, אם לא יהיה לדבר אחד, הוא ירבי איסי מדירי בפיוש. הוא פורח, ולעשר ממנו או לא, הוא משנה, so why couldn't he cut off a piece of the Esli and declare that piece as Isaiah, in that the other Shishil Khabin von Hasir, who poir will have Maslisli. So isn't it Mishne Rabi Simati Bivadai who will watch you in the GPA Mishne you visit Perik Shabi Simati Ishle Khabere Ishle Khabere Vadai Tevo who watch you in the Shini Musa. So in other words, here the Yoshalmi says that Rabi Yisi sent an Esrik to Rabi Shimon Gamliel. So the question is, so how do we know that the Trabiesi had only one Esrik? Because if he had more than one Esrik, he would have been machmis on this one Esrik. But Trabiesi himself, the one who sent the Esrik to Rabi Shimon Gamliel, he himself holds in the Mishneh that it's mutter to send Peresh in Musa to a friend as long as you let him know that it's not Musa. So, Shabbis Makrish Rechavir Vadi Tevu will be a Vaji in the Eshin Musa. So what's the Hayek? That Shabbis, he had no other Esrik? Maybe he had another Esrik. But why did he send it and not take off the other Esrik? Yes, Meiser on this Esrik, because Rabbi Yisrael Shitose, he holds there is nothing wrong in sending a Perish enemy sovereign as long as you notify the one to whom you send the Perish that it's not Musa's. In other words, because there is a machlekes in the Mishneh between Rabbi Yisi as to whether it's muta to send Pirish in Misor, whether it's muta for a chover to send Pirish in Misor to another chover, to an chover, it's certainly not, because then he's choshev. But whether one chover is allowed to send another chover, who is not going to do the wrong thing anyway, so the Rabbanon say it's still not a proper thing to send your friend Pirish in Misorin. Before you send it, you have to take off Masris, be misakne, because otherwise you are putting your friend in Nichshol, in a situation of being Nichshol. And Rabbi Yisi says no, as long as you tell him, as you notify him, so you're not putting him in a position of Chas V'Sholem being Nichshol. So what here Rabbi Yisi himself was the one who sent the Esrik to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So what's the raya that he didn't have another one? So Yerushalmi says, Abba Gavli Polita Rabbanu Lava Oba Dovli Kavazi Ufoich Vilav Nipiris Amutorin Vikisrine Di Rebbe Hita Kisri Vihita Mishon Umshan Rabbi Nabshi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Kedem Rabbi Habe Mashma Dil Acha Shuruta Hoyo Poto Ratu Vadai Dalu Esrik Vadai Hoyo. So now Tesfes is mentioning this Yerushalmi as a raya against Rabbatam. Rabbatam Shiti is that Peres Chutzloretz Vadai. If Yeroke is a chayev, but from this Yerushalmi it appears that Peres Ilor, I guess that there's a Peres Ilor. So it's like Yeroke is according to most Rishenim. According to the Rambam, it's more Chomot than Yeroke is. But according to most Rishenim, it's like Yeroke is. And still it appears from this, So they still assumed that Kisrin and Rishon are part of Eretz Yisrael. But Acha Rebbe, so then that it was determined, it was Nichra, that Kisrin and Rishon are not part of the cities that the problem located is on Meir Yitzchutz Loret, so then there is no problem altogether. You don't have to take off any maizes. That's what Yerushalmi says. So it's a raya from this Yerushalmi that the Meir Yitzchutz Loret are potter of maizes, contrary to Rabbatam. Vitzorach Leima, Vilav Yipiris, the Mutomim, the Hitzchid, the Osom, the Hoss of Yerushalmi, the Rebidit, Maya Aminon, Eru Amin Asur Mishon, Eru Amin Asur Mishon, Pirish Mishon Mai, Mishon Deiru Minim, Hoi Rodil, and Deiru Akim, is Lomim Be'at Yisrael. Vayu Tuin, Shoi Bo Be'at Yisrael, Pturi Mishon Mai, Vichayok Mishon Barai, Ki Pirish Rabbeta, Upori, Vaalei, Esrik, Mipiris Amutomim, Shei Mibine Isi Be'at Yisrael, Elu Bikisri, עצמא גודל, ומי דרבון הלימוד המשלח, ודאי, בחוץ לארץ, ואיזויה, ומלך ליפור, אלו ביטלו בארץ ישראל, ואם גמידולון שלו יפול למדייסי אחר, ואת מהויו ביודע אחר, הוי משלח, ודאי, תבו בידו בחוץ לארץ, so that I'm time explained your shalom differently. The Rabbi Tam explained to Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi is asking, not that since Rebbe was Matir, Kisri, and Bishon, so the Mele, there was no problem with Tumis and Maisras altogether. No, then the Yerushalmi doesn't ask. Because even in Chutz Lores there is a problem of Tumis and Maisras. But the Yerushalmi is asking, how did Rav Shimon Gamliel deduce from the message that Rabbi Yitzchak didn't have any address? Because if he would have had an address, so then he would have been mafri, even though Rabbi Yitzchak himself holds it's all right to send a Perish and a Musar, as long as you notify that the need, the one to whom you send the matonet, that it's not Musar. So the Yerushalmi at first said, even though according to Rabbi Yitzchak it's mutar to do it, but since the Chacham Achilik, so he wouldn't be makil to act out his own view when he knows that the Rabbi, the Chachomim Achilik. But even according to the Rabbonon, it's only osea to send Perishim Nisorim and notify the Doni that it's a new osea if it's Perish Eretz Yisrael. But if it's Perish Chutzlaret, so even though with Rabbonon the Chayim from the Maestres, but only with Rabbonon, but after all the Chayim from the Maestres, the Perish Chutzlaret is not as humble as the Perish Eretz Yisrael. So even the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yitzchak would be made that you are allowed to send Perish Chutzlaret Chayim Nisorim, as long as you notify the Doni that Maestres was not taken up. This is how it is. Wie im Knoll schon bei Rabbi Isi Acher, nach dem Jode Acher, wo ihr schon ich war, ich habe mich in der Chutzlarez, auf ihr Rabbonon, und schaue da dein Hutrock ist für mich Rabbi Isi, wo ihr mal sieht, dass ihr mich jetzt wieder aus Freude. Und mir und mir auch im Acher, wo zu ihm hier schauen, wie sich das Halle der Schliyoshi, die Jere der Chutzlarez, in den Weg, wo ich loi meise, aber loi trommel, und wie schon Peer ist der Eges von Abdelo, aber loi meise, aber doch am Tierisch wie Jitzo, Hayom loi gamre, baby trommel, Bein b'maiseh. So in other words, there is Yerushalmi that says, that mentions three different guidelines. In other words, if it is Yerokeis, so then you don't have to be maifres anything. Not in trum. And if it is Dogon Tiresh V'Yitzo, so you have to be maifres everything. If maiseh. Third guideline is, if it is Beres or Ilon, so then, Trumo, you have to be Mafris. But Maiseh, the rock is you don't have to be Mafris, even Trumo. A Dogentira Shilitza on Chutzlaret, you have to be Mafris, even Maiseh, Beres or Ilon. So then, Dogentira Shilitza, so Beres or Ilon, so Trumo, you have to be Mafris. And but Maisana, Yoke is also, Omer Rabir, Kabisemi Shevigelo, Yama Fishman, Thomas Maises, Achibo Rabi, Ubiko, Guad Rabi, Mani or Rabi, Tagimunye, Tagim, the Mitagim. So the Kormeiro, the Nemesh, they all say that's the sons of Rabriye, because the Yerushalmi calls the sons of Rabriye these two Amroim, the Yerushalmi calls Rabi and Tagimunye. So, they were Mibad. Omer Abzeire, Omer Abyude, Bishim Shmuel. Omer Abyude, Omer Abzeire, Abyude, Bishim Shmuel, Eimeir. Chalas Chutzvoret, Tumas Chalas, Utumas Chutzvoret, Eichel, Meile, Raka, Mafich. So, in words, you see, there is a discussion in these faces where the Chutzvoret is Chayim, Peres Chutzvoret, a Chayim, Tumas Maestras, or not Chayim, Tumas Maestras. Rashi Shite, Rotam Shite, Adar Shite, several Shites. That's in regard to Tumis Maisras. Chalas Chutzlaretz is certain. Isas Chutzlaretz is certain the Chayim Chayim. Is certain the Chayim Chayim. So the Yerushalmi says, and that's the Gemara in Beitza also, Chalas Chutzlaretz, Utumas Chutzlaretz, Eichel Vehilech Lachakim Afris. So the halacha is, that there is a basic distinction between chalas al tzisrael and chalas chutzlaret. Not only in the fact that chalas al tzisrael is midraise and chalas chutzlaret is midrabanan. Bizman hazeh, according to all the shemim, even al tzisrael, chala is only made midrabanan. Even by shemim, chala was made only midrabanan. Because chala requires bias ulchem. And when Ezra settled in al tzisrael, so only a portion of Jewry settled in Eretz Yisrael. The bulk of Jewry remained in Chutz Laaretz, in Bogel, in Poras, in Modai. So the Melech, it didn't involve me as Kulchen. So even by Yishayim Yichal, Chal in Eretz Yisrael is Chayim Omin Rabon. Al Haskamo Vichamo now, so it's Chayim Rabon. But Chal in Eretz Yisrael now, it's Min Rabon. But Min Rabon, it has all the attributes of the Min Chal in that Bisman by speaking in the Eretz Yisrael. In other words, there is a misatep in the Eretz Yisrael. If you have, make an easy, you mix it up. So then, if you don't take off Chale, so then the dough is also Bachir. It's there. Masha'im ke, Chale in Chutz Laaretz is also a Chir in the Rabbanon. But there is no Yisatep. There is no Yisatep. So Rav Zeire says in the name of Rav Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel that Chalas Chutz Laaretz, Tumas Chutz Laaretz. So a person can keep on eating from the dough, and then later on, after it's baked, so he takes off a piece of challah and he has no avir. So from my father I heard that the pshat is in this Gemara that in Chalas Chutz Laaretz, the takone is only that there is a mitzvah of being machpis challah. But there is no isatep. The chachamim were not misakei the misatep. We're not misakei the misatep in Chalas Chutz Laaretz. As a matter of fact, there was one rov in Talmud Chochem years ago, a great grandson of that rov in New York is a Talmud now in Greece. So he was a very zoya of the mitzvah, and he had ashkoche over a big baker, not a Jewish baker. He had ashkoche over it, and there were Jewish partners also in that bakery. So he had ashkoche in there. So he wanted that everything should be done in the best way. And he made a living from that ashkoche. It was a full-time job. Sunshine Crackers that was the bakery. So he wanted to take off challah. He was very zoya, very conscientious. He wanted to take off challah. But the manager was a very good person, a Jewish fellow, a very good person. So he told him that if he'll take off challah, so in other words, he wanted to take off from every maire, from every top. So he wanted to take off challah. So the manager didn't like it. And he was not a nice person, so he told him that if he'll insist upon taking off challah, so then he'll fire him, he'll talk to the boss, and he'll be fired from the job. It was an union of honors. So he was ready to give up the job. So he asked my father, Mishael, can he keep the job as a mashgiach? So my father told him, if you had been in Mashgiach in Baker in Eretz Yisrael, so then you would have to give up the job, because then you would be Machshir, Jews in Missouri. But since he's in Baker in Chutz Laaretz, and Chalas Chutz Laaretz, the Trumas Chutz Laaretz, is Eichil Vehilich, Vahakim Machvish, so that means, how can you be Achakach Machvish? Now, so suppose you do it in Eretz Yisrael. You keep on eating from the dog or from the peres, and then after you eat up the bulk of the peres, and there is one apple left, let's say Truma, and there is one apple left, so you declare this apple or this orange is Trumas and Maispes and all the stack of oranges and apples. I mean, so it would be a joke. How can you be mafis on something that is already not available? So, still, The Gemara in Beit Zev Yerushalmi say, Eich Alelach Mafish, so it's a Raya, that the Chachomim were not Misake. In Chalas Chutzlorets, they were only Misake in Mitzvah of Hachosh. Because in Chalas Eretz Yisrael, only Tumis of Ha'isres, so there are two things. First of all, there is a Mitzvah, it's a Mitzvah Saseh, it's a Mina Mitzvah, to be Mafish Tumis of Ha'isres, and then, if there is an Isser, there is an Israel. There is an Israel. There is a few Mitzvah Shemayim. If somebody eats from the crab before it took off to Mitzvah, so it's high Mitzvah Shemayim. In Chutz Loretz, the Chachomim were only Misakei the Mitzvah of Moshe. But they did not, they won't Misakei the Israel of them. So he told that all, he told that all, it's not his responsibility. It's only a Mitzvah. So it's the responsibility of the owner. The owner is not his real mitzvahs, but he's all of the pastries that were baked, they are mutoni machile. It's only a mitzvah. So he's not achroi for the kiyum mitzvahs of the baker. So my father told him that he can keep that job. Now, so this is how my father assumed. This is how my father assumed. That the pshat in Chalas Chutz Loretz, Eichel Hilech HaKemafish, that in Chalas Chutz Loretz, the Chachomim were not in Misake. The Chachomim were not in Misake, an Isater. Only in Yitzvah Vachosh. Then I saw years later, so I saw that in Mishnes Yaakov, there is a tshuva, where Rabbi Yankele Karolina, so he was the Talmud of Chaim Volozhiner, writes a tshuva to one of the daily. So that Godel, he said the same pshat that my father said. But Rabbi Yankele Karolina, he argues with him. And he says that since Kol V'Tikun Rabbonon came to Isaac, and in Hafkoshe of Tumis of Maestres of Chale, in the Eretz Yisrael. So there are two aspects. First of all, in Mitzvah of Hafkoshe, and then in Mitzvah of Tevel. So in Chutz Loretz, in Rabbanon, it also has both aspects. But there, why does it, how can the Gemara say, Eichel Leilech HaKim Afish? So he says, so that was a special pulling, that you can be Misakim in Mafreya. These, the crowd. I mean, but it's very strange. I mean, it's not Mistaber to explain it that way. So it's more Mistaber the way my father said, and I mean, that God who wrote, to whom Rabbi Yankele Karolina wrote, that the reason is why it's Eichel Leilech HaKim Afish, because the Chachomim were not Misakim and Misater in Chalas Chutzlah. Oh. So, Rabbi Yishem Rabbi Shmuel Omar, Loichoshu Elu Litrum Azdogon Tirash Vitzah, Umashma dikoy agagich di omar di begeiro hoyo mafis in trumes vi os rabab la shminon di dafke di gomon tirish vi itzo in mafis in trumes meises vi lav dofke no katruma do adi meiser avu sho pereish vi choshu ni le meiser el mi tmabil vi shi pomesh rabshir vi shi rabshir maate rabshir shi rabshir no omar vi choshu ni tmabil avu vi hokeis afu vi tmabil vi choshu Die Tonne hieß im Schäfer, aber Kive, meistens die Jahre in Israel, Pebusch, Schäfer, was macht im Apostel? Ich muss hier nicht schocken, dass wir hier aber noch kommen. Und wir sehen, wir sehen, dass der Wissen, dass der Rambam schickt hier ist, that the Peris Uilon is mit Reise, only Peris Chubim is mit Rabon, only Chubim, Meister Chubim is mit Rabon. Why? Because die Morgen Rosh Hashono, and die Morgen Rosh Hashono in the Sefri, Mensch ist Psukim. So the other Schäfer say, it's only as macht. But we see from this Yerushalmi that even according to the other Rishim, Kuachir Ken Rabban, and we say that Peres Ilon is also in Rabbanon, still there is a certain chumre in Peres Ilon vis-a-vis Yerokis. Because Yerokis, Chutz Loretz, according to this Yerushalmi, so it's poter of Trumis Umaisres, it's poter in Motrumo. Peres Ilon, Trumo is higher. So Truma Yitzchayev only Maisres is Potter. So why should the Chachomim make a distinction between Peres Yilon and Rokis at all? Both are in Rabbanon. So the answer to this says, because Yerokis don't even have an Asmachta in the Torah. Mashim, Peres Yilon, Lechol HaPoches, they have an Asmachta. what's the significance of das macht ich das macht es soll das macht aber schön was macht nach was muss ich nicht shopping das mir hoch aber nach und fizem mit tasch mit dem macht ich meine die rab mehr auch halt und schon jetzt so according to this Yerushalme so there is no difficulty in other words Tesres at the end says that Rashi Shite is sound. So, Vahid in Sechas HaLizore, Yochel Peret und Maskon, Bishor Peret Koma, Shehu Momentum of Deo, Abol Maisya, who we brought as Gassinon Yerek, the Bitzel Fire, Loi Gassinon Yerek, who we brought as Loi Gassinon Yerek, the Bitzla Fire, the Lam Yerek too, because there was a girl say, Yerek, Utzla, with Rabono. So he says, well, I'm Deves Yerek, Loi Gassinon Name Maisya, because Slav is Peres Ilo, but if we are Peres Maisei, so according to the Yerushalme, by Peres Ilo only, only Trumes is Chayev, it's only Chayev, Peres Ilo in the Tzvoretz, it's only Chayev and Trumes, not Maisei, so we cannot be Peres Maisei either. That's not Maisei, but Hanen Milik Abit Slav, the whole show Peres in the Maisei, not Trumes. We came to be Svog Mijon, by Yid and Yerushalme, the Kroma, שבו הורים עם ביטלום סמכים על עכשיו שאין אונו מפיסים תחום איסומייסס שאין אונו מפיסים תחום איסומייסס Now so Teisves here discusses two shikes first Teisves discusses Rashi shike then Teisves mentions from the Talmis Chayot so the shike of Rashi is the shike of Rashi is that only Maiser Yerek is not there. Only Yerek. There is no chiyu of Trumis or Maisers in Yorokis. But in Dobon Tirosh Vinitzo, there is a chiyu of Trumis or Maisers. Kamatam Shidi is that even in Yerek there is a chiyu of Trumis or Maisers. So what will the Kamatam do in Yerushalayim? That's a kash against Kamatam. Now, and then Teisves. So Teisves mentioned, Kamatam mentioned certain Rayas, and then Teisves said, no. There are no rayas, because the Gemores that say that there is a few of Trumis or Maisres, so first of all, they deal with Dom Teresh Yitzhak, and even the Gemore that deals with Peres Yilon, but they were not Deres Maisres, and were not Deres Yerek. So it's in accordance with Yerushalayim. Now, the Rambam Shite is something else, and that's the Shite of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, we pass like that. The Rambam Shite is that Chutz Loretz is higher in Trumis Maisis. But the Rambam says only the Kibis are trained in the Arts Israel is higher. The Nevi'im or Misaki to be Machfish Trumis Maisis in the Kibis of Chutz Loretz that are trained in the Arts Israel, like Mitzrayim, Bobel, Asher, Amin, Meyom, only those places that are very close to the Arts Israel. So are higher Trumis Maisis. When we came to Sahikim, like Europe, so upper, so Mele, all these Gemores, they deal with Bobel. Bobel is part of the Eretz Yisrael, so it's Chayim. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam for it now, and Teisves mentions a Yerushalmi, Vahim Yerushalmi, Nikoma, Shebo, Orevim, Obitlum, Samfil, and Achshav, Shilom, and Matfis, and Tumis, and Maestres. So apparently, why does the Rambam mention that Mikimis are craving, that Mikimis are craving. So, Achayev, apparently, that according to the Rambam, when the Yerushalmi says, Bo, Arabim, Ubit, Lulu, it doesn't mean that the Pnei Rav Chiye, they were on the battle for Leilam Boed, the Chiyu of Tumis and Maisas of Kuzlaretz. If he saw, they were on the battle. But not that they were on the battle, Tumis and Maisas, Leilam Boed. Only if he saw. That's why the Rambam mentions that Bikimis are craving Le'arz Yisrael, so we have to be mafish Trumis Maisis. The Rambam before us, in Asod Yisrael, in Shalom, in Shalom, in Mas, who is every Meir Lo Yom Afisi, Elo Mahan in Yave Taski, the Ike, to Yave, to Rambam Tav Yare, to Rambam Tav Yare, to Rambam So in other words, so Rambam says that the reason as to why we are not doing in Trumis Maisres, in Chutz Loretz, is because all our crops are subject to the taxes of the Melech. So the Melech, it's not completely our own. And I suppose that the setup was in those days, in this Manoi Shevin, that on every crop of food, you had to give a certain fraction of it to the Melech. So the Melech, it's considered as if the Melech, the Nochi, had been a shooter in that crop. So that's why there was no chiyuv of Tumas HaMaizes. The Yiddish Lipoish, Shemo Chei Kimer, that's the Rambam Shem. Shemo Chei Kimer, Yisroel Komeinu, Litik Nechachomi. But it doesn't mention the Rambam. The Yiddish Lipoish, שאין צו בירושלמי, לא יודע כמה אני מסיק להם לקחת מנת מי, לא דחת את מי, אלו אף מן הבדה, יאו ספר, זאת אומרת, that פשט, that is contrary to the shepherd of Ramadan. Now, there is another thing that has to be discussed in this Gemara. Here the Gemara says, that Rebbe was Matir, Peres Bishon, without vices, Peter Bishon without Isis. Why? Because Bishon is one of the towns that Kopshuel and Mitzrayim and Kopshuel and Boga. And Dusha Shnio, and Dusha Bishenio is Loi Kishor Zilog. And Dusha Shnio was never realized on Bishon. So then, Bishenio discussed the question too. So it's not that he doesn't have Bishon's out to soil. But it's Ligorah to Chutzlorets. So Rashi says, Pirokis is not Chayev. Teisve says that Rebbe had referenced, this Gemara has referenced to Mai, not to Bada. But there is another question. In regard to Chale, so there is a Halochet. So there is a Halochet that there are three types of Mekanis. Mekanis Shekopshu Rebogel. Mekanis Shekopshu. So then you are mafkish chale, just one chale. Then the kinnish shekop shel mitzrayim, veloy kop shel bogel. So the mishnah in chale peridalet says that you have to be mafkish two chales. One, because the kinnish shekop shel mitzrayim, the kop shel bogel, so it has two maserat zahm. So mele the chale is tome, because the chachomim mordeis are tome al arat zahm. So the king is a kosher mitzrayim, kosher bogel also has to mess at time. So in Mele, you have to be mafish one chale, that is tomei, and you have to be burn it, and then you have to be mafish another chale, and you give it to a king. But the chale that you are mafish, bitume, has to be echad menuches, and the chale that you can give to the kohen can even be a mashu. The chutzlorets mamish, the mishnah chale says, you are also mafkish two chales, but they are just the reverse. Whereas in the mekanis shekopshu el ol mitzrayim, ol mikopshu el bogel, so you are mafkish a chale bitume echad menuches, and then bitare. And then another chale, and that is Nisra. And then a chale mashu, and that is Nechal. So in Chutz Loretz Mames, it's just the reverse. So Yom Afrish, one chale, that mashu that is Yom Afrish, a mashu that is Nisra, and Echad Menuches that is Nechal. How is it that we are not mafish? How is it that we are not mafrish to chales, we are only mafrish in mashu? That's the sheet of the Rosh. And the Ramon Paskin is like the sheet of the Rosh. According to the psak of the Mechaber in Chaname, we have to be mafrish to chales. But the sheet of the Rosh is that when does the Mishneh in chales say that in Chutz Loretz, you have to be mafrish to chales, one chale echad menumches, and that is Nechal Likeen, who is not Tomei, even though he is Tomei, Tumas Mes, everyone today is Tomei Tumas Mes, but you have to give it to Ikeen, who is not Tomei Tumas Gufe, like Izal or Kerry, that is Toya from Tumas Gufe, and he eats it. And then you are Mafish, another Chale, Mashu, and this Nisra, Kedmishu, it is Shokach, Tiras Chalom Yisrael. So the Rosh says that is only, that Mishneh is reference to the times when the Eretz Yisrael, these Manabayis, so they were able to have Hafoshes Chalom Tarek. So then, the Aloha was, in Chutz Loretz, you have to be Mafish, two Chalets. One Chalet, the Echad Memches, 1/48 of the door, and you give it, and you give it to the Kehen, and then the Chalet Mashu, and that you burn. It, because we should shock after this Chalet. Mashiachim, today, you are in the Eretz Yisrael, we do not have Chalet Tarek. So there, in all places, all we have to do is to be Mafish, the Chalet Mashu, and burn it, that's all. Double to Chalas. So, in regard to Chale, there is a chiluk of Chale in Israel. In regard to Shmite, so the Mishnah says in Shmiz that in Eretz Yisrael, so Loi Nechal, Loi Nevat Mishnas Shmiz. The Bekeilin Shekofshu in Yitzchayim, Loi Kofshu in Bobel, the certain dinim of Shvi is made. In other words, it's Loi Nevak, you're not allowed to till the soil in those decades. But the Sfirei Shviis are Mutor Bachile in the Mekeilish of Shvi Yitzchayim of Shvi Yitzchayim. Then Chutz Loretz Mamesh, so it's Nechal Loi Nevak. There is no Shviis open. So in other words, so we see that the Chachomim were Misake in regard to Chalo, so there is a distinction between Chutz Loretz Mamesh and the Mekeilei Shekofshu in Mitzrayim and the Kofshu in Bavel. Because the Mishneh in Chalo says that in the Mekeilei Shekofshu in Mitzrayim and Kofshu in Bavel, you have to two Chalos. But the Ika Chalo is the Chalo that is Misrefes. And the Yichutz Loretz Mamesh are also Mafris to Chalas. But the Yika Chalas is the Chalas that is Nechalas. And in regard to Shviz, so there is also a distinction between Yichutz Loretz Mamesh and the Kibbutz Shetov Shel Mitzrayim and Shel Bavel. Because Yichutz Loretz